Right, so let's quickly start the show tonight. Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome to another session of 15 Men's Life Podcast. Woohoo! Yeah, so welcome tonight. Welcome everybody to 15 Men's 通勤学语直播室。那每天周一的晚上九点钟呢，都跟在这边跟大家通勤家族呢，在 Clubhouse 上面见面啦。感谢大家又再次来参与我们的 session。那今天晚上呢，Angel 老师 happens to be back in town. So, we will have her company tonight. And then, Petty is on the other side with us as well, but at the same time, he is under the weather. Yes. So, 这个最近吃得太好了。所以呢要小休息一下。那今天晚上呢就是 John 老师跟 Angel 老师带着大家做今天晚上的跟读挑战了。Okay, so tonight is one of those weekly, or actually once a month series of shadowing challenge. Right. But before we get on with the regular program, we have podcast time. Yippee! 所以呢我们每周呢自从11月开始哦到现在，我们其实每周的15 Men's Life Podcast 都有邀请我们的 podcaster 好朋友们来介绍他们的有趣多元的 podcast。 然后我们从这个介绍，从这个不管是这个之前有军事的，然后有到这个到两性的，然后到这个养鱼的，然后到今天晚上呢我们有这个吃素的OK， 不是他们吃素哦，就是那个名字很好记，就是吃素的人都爱吃的，其实不吃素的人也爱吃的，就是欢迎我们今天晚上的豆腐叔叔，我们的叔叔跟大可 ，Welcome，Welcome，
耶
耶 ，OK， 所以
hello, hello.
不能，所以两位没有吃素啦，对不对？不过呢，就是豆腐 T O F U， 豆腐就是豆腐。所以呢就刚好就想很容易记，对不对？就是一个吃素的节目齁。
没有没有，我们的节目内容蛮荤的。
哦、oh, ,OK, 所以是这个豆腐有拌很多荤这样子。
各种配料。
Alright, so Susu, why don't you take it away and tell us, what is your podcast about, and what is that name, Tofu Susu?
Sure.
Yeah.
但是总之我们这个节目呢就是由我跟大可组成嘛，然后我们就是两个社畜一起分享各种大家会非常有共感的事情，不管是生活中啊，职场上，或者是甚至有的时候我们会一些天马行空的想法。
OK,
like for example, what will you do if one day when you wake up you find out zombies rule the world?
OK, I mean
之类的。
Oh, okay. I think most of us think about that on a daily basis. Yes.
Daily basis.
I'm kidding. Yeah, no, no. 这样太中二了，对不对？整天在想 zombie 的事情。
可能是哪个韩剧在上演的时候，大家就会每天起床就想到吧。
Yeah. 哎，可是叔叔 ，I get your podcast, but 应该是大可叔叔，就不是豆腐叔叔啦。
哦、oh, ，那这个我来解释一下。
OK, go ahead.
我是大可，
你不是豆腐。
应该这么说啦，就是偷富，它其实原本是我跟我的一些朋友的一个团名。
哦、
oh, ，对。
What kind of group is it? Is it a dance group? Is it a band? Is it a book club?
比较像是那种。
就是有点像是以前我们学校里面可能有比如说几个女生很要好，那我们可能就叫什么什么七仙女。
哦、oh, ，like a clique， a clique in school。
对对，但是因为我们是因为跳舞认识的。
OK。
对对
对对。所以没有正式出道，对不对？偷腐没有正式出道。哦、oh,，just checking， it's a dance clique， 所以是因为跳舞，然后变成大家就是一群嘛，对不对？一群好朋友。Okay, so technically this podcast is Tofu the group plus 叔叔。
应该这么说，其实我原本有另外一个 partner，、yeah. 就是我们 Tofu 的这个团体里面，他是原本的主持人，他叫做阿旺。
OK，
因为他就是有自己的一个安排，所以他在第一季结束的时候就先下车。对对对，然后在应该这么说，就是我当时在录 podcast 的时候，就是有开始陌生开发一些 podcast 节目，然后那时候就有找到叔叔，然后就是在录音的过程中，还有在聊天的时候，就觉得说，哦，跟这个女孩子其实默契啊，还有我们相关经历都还蛮类似的。
I see。
对对对，所以就是因为刚好她的 partner 下车。所以我们两个就合体这样子。
Okay, that's very interesting turn of events.
Yes.
所以我们可以讲说是 you ditched your teammates or your teammates ditched you. 是你们是被下车的那个，对不对？他们的车子其实往前开了，是你们下车，对不对？可是你们都说他们下车。
我的 partner 是赶快解释。对对对，我的 partner 是因为他本身就比较三分钟热度一点啦，但是我们是和平分手。对
，OK， 所以 it's just turn of events, things,、
yeah.
you know, one thing led to another, and then you happen to need partners, and then you guys ganged up.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
So Tofu Susu is like a sort of a remake.From the original podcast, right?
Yes.
But how different were your original podcasts from the beginning? 有很不一样吗？
我觉得对大可来说可能会比较不一样。
OK.
应该说对我们两个来说都有一点不一样。
对，因为其实叔叔原本的节目是两个女孩子，然后我的节目原本是两个男孩子。
OK.
对，所以我们原本讲的内容会比较直男性。
Got it.
的那种感觉，对对对
，Got it.
对，然后现在就变成是一男一女嘛，所以在观点或是一些想法的碰撞上也会比较精彩。
Got it.
对，有时候可以在节目上听到我们，
啊哈，
已经快要吵起来。
Okay, fantastic stuff. So, how long have you guys been doing Tofu Susu for now, up till today?
一年多了。
Ooh, congratulations.
没有一年半，一年初。
差不多。
Wow. Okay, wow. It's been a while. Very nice.
Yeah.
So what would you say would be you guys' most memorable moment in the past
moment?
Yeah, like past a year and a half?
我想应该是，其实很多耶，因为。
Pick one, just share one with us.
Pick one?
Just pick one. I'm not asking for the best...Right? I'm asking for like whatever comes to mind. It's okay.
Whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
好. The first event comes on my mind is that 因为大可会去火车站载我，然后有一天录完音，他要送我去搭火车的时候，我在下车的时候，关车门夹到手。
Okay.
然后我们两个就在板桥火车站的门口，因为我的手指在流血，我们两个就很荒唐，就大笑，非常用力的大笑。
Okay, right.
就是对，如果真的是
while you are bleeding,
yeah, I was bleeding.
Okay,
my finger is in major pain.
I know.
Yeah.
And you took very lightly of the situation.
Oh, I think that was really ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, you know, more than laughing. Not,
yeah. 太荒谬。
Yeah, you should have stopped the bleeding first, then start laughing. Not laugh while you are bleeding.
也不是那么严重的流血啦。就是觉得怎么会这么蠢，然后关车门就把自己手弄成这样。
Oh, right. Okay, so my next question goes to Daker. If for our friends out there, for the 15 Minutes family, if they want to search, they want to enjoy your podcast, right? Which episode would you recommend them to start from?
其实这个应该说我其实会一直回听我们的内容，但是有几集我特别喜欢。那今天如果真的要选一集的话，
yeah.
我会选我们第三季第九集
okay.
的题目叫做是酒局下饭
Season 3 Episode 9
对
OK 然后酒局下饭然后讲喝酒的酒
对他在里面有讲一些可能说如何
因为我们两个年轻的时候都是蛮爱玩的人、对所以我们在比如说可能朋友聚会的酒场或者是像现在我们都是上班族那我们可能会有一些公司应酬的经验、
right.
那就会看到大家在饭局酒局当中发生一些很酷的事情
OK Alright
对所以在节目后面我们还有教一些就是如何在酒局真正可以逃离就是被灌酒的这个的方法
对
That's super useful info
分享一些我们的经验这样子
对
Wow That's super useful info Where were you guys when I was young? Too late Too late
Or can you give us an example how to escape from that party right now like whatever
Yeah.
Your mind.
Yes. Share one with us.
我们有个绝招，但是这个绝招我们就先保留，就是如果大家有兴趣可以去听节目。
Yes. Check out season 3 and episode 9. Yeah.
绝招。
No. 哦，这 podcast 的绝招，对不对？全部都留一手。都不讲清楚的齁都不对外流传的。想要听就要赶快去订阅对不对然后赶快去收听第三季的第九集酒局下半。I think that's very useful info. That's very nice. And what about you, 叔叔? What's your favorite episode or most memorable episode you would recommend, for any new listeners out there to go and listen today?
Okay, 因为我自己也跟大可一样是会听过往集数。就是我们听完自己新的然后会再回去、
okay.
偶尔会回味一下
Nice
那近期我们新的集数里面其实有聊到我们第三季的第一集
OK
它的 title 是天敌
啊哈、uh-huh.
对就是敌人的敌嘛天敌
OK
对那在这一集是一个充满肾上腺素的集数
OK
因为在录音的当天这一集是我们录音的当天临时决定要录这个 topic
对
因为我们在当下
Spur of the moment
Yes 就是我们要开始录音之前我们遇到了人生的一些就是小惊喜
OK
对也算是遇到我们的天敌之一这样子然后我们就想说哇我们刚处理完这个突发状况我们来聊聊这一集对这集真的非常的精彩
Very very interesting
Yeah 我们这就是内容里面啊其实因为我们每一集除了会固定有一个环节
是
介绍一个下酒菜就是我们会有不同的搭配就是不一样的酒或不一样的啤酒品牌、
嗯、
口味风味等等然后搭配不一样的食物、
哦、OK
然后我们会吃给大家分享就是我们的心得
OK
那另外呢还有一个我觉得这个节目最值得一提的环节
嗯哼
对就是因为我们有一个就是点子大王大可
坏心眼坏心眼
就是他常常会在节目的就是突袭就前节目的中间或者是尾声之类不定期的突袭说叔啊那我们现在来一个情境题他会就当下的内容突然出一个题目、
oh.
然后要我二选一、
oh.
这个是几乎每一集我自己都觉得回听都还很精彩
OK very very interesting、嗯、and you have no idea like literally this is not a pre-plannedthing in
no,
your program
most of the time I don't have a clue
and you enjoy doing it or does it get
Actually,
to you
yes
okay so you enjoy the surprise being put on the spot
这样听起来怎么好像有点被虐
I mean,
that's what
all girls love surprise right
yes
yeah.
But it's not a pleasant surprise.
Box of chocolate, right?
大可提到了 box of chocolate.
Yes, 大可 is like my box of chocolate.
Okay, he better be that sweet. Yeah, he better be that sweet.
Different flavor every time, though.
Very, very nice. Okay, so you guys both shared something about season 3, right? Mm-hmm. And what about the upcoming seasons? Do you have any surprise in store for the new listeners out there?
因为第三季现在是大概到一半。
哦，OK，所以下一季应该还没，我们还找不到方向。Great，Great，但是今天呢，我们这个坏心眼大可，他是今天也要担任好这个
box of chocolate 的角色，他有我们有为老师准备了情境题。OK，老师可以吗？So
put me on the spot， 大可 ，Let's do it， put me on the spot。 对，看你，你把我不要弄坏了，就下个礼拜你就来，你就来代代打。我账号给你哈、哦，然后我们这边的那个口播那些那个 slogan， 通通我会 send 给你，你就把我们你就来代打。哎、哦，对对对 ，OK。
好，那我先问一下老师
，Cool， Yeah，
哎，老师、
Shoot.
你是对于外表比较 care 还是内在？哪一点你会比较重视
？Okay, typically, on you know, like I should, 如果是对标准答案应该是要内在，可是其实我们都知道，Yeah, I'd be lying, right?、Okay. 当然，对，那老师还是那个外国长大的，所以对，是。所以我、
oh, no, no,
yeah, okay. I'm gonna be honest here. Okay. Honest 等一下被抓包不 honest 这样子很惨。好好好。Let's go for appearance.
Okay. 好我问一下老师啊。今天有两个选择。
Okay.
要嘛应该说第一个选择是你要当个没有颜值的天才还是说你想要当一个无脑的花瓶。
Me?
嗯。
对。
If you can pick,
wow!
If you can only choose one,
wow,
wow.
Okay, this is a tough one. Because 平常我自己都会觉得自己是那个无脑的花瓶，所以应该是要活不一样的生活。Let's go with the first option, right? I'd prefer to be an ugly genius.
Okay, ugly genius. Because ugly genius, 怎么听起来有一点 sexy?
There we go. Yes, you know, it's the intellect that's sexy, right? Mm-hmm. See, there we go.
Okay. Yes.
好，那么接下来今天的这个重点、啊、延伸。
Okay.
因为这个外在其实基本上啊，对我们还是还蛮重要的嘛。
Yeah.
对。那今天呢、啊，有一个选择是让你的另外一半
，yes，
他的这个习惯是 entire life 哦，
嗯哼，
应该是说，不管你换哪一个另一半，不管你换几个另一半、
嗯、，OK，
他都会有这个坏习惯
，OK。
那我们准备了两个很恐怖的坏习惯
，a perpetual disgusting annoying habit，
嗯，对
，for eternity 。永恒族的那种坏习惯，那就永恒就这样子了。
对对对
OK，
好，今天呢、啊， uh-huh. 你的另外一半、
uh-huh.
他是没办法刷牙，或者是他没有办法洗头，
就是一辈子不刷牙。
Oh, holy crap! OK，
你能选一个的话，
就你一定要选一个。
So bad breath or bad hair? That's
老师 bad hair 也 smell 哦。
Okay, smelly bad hair.
Yeah.
Okay, I would have to go with smelly bad hair. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, bad breath I can handle. I'm okay. And we wear a lot of masks, facial, you know, face masks today, so it's okay. Yeah, I think, you know, messy, smelly, bad hair. Ugh, I don't know. Yeah.
啊，因为
it'll get to me.
不洗头。Appearance 也是一个问题。
Yes, I think it'll get to me.
因为我当初想这一题是想说，哦，如果说选到不刷牙的话，那你每天早上都会被被臭醒吗。
To be honest, I actually don't mind.
Oh,
I don't、really? mind. I honestly don't mind.
真爱来着、啊。
Yeah.
哦
，Yes.
但是不过话说回来，如果是。就是不洗头的话，你每天早上还是会被臭醒。
就是不管怎样都是会被臭醒就对
了。
Yes, it's a tough one. 那个头发真的有点踩到底线。Yeah, bad smelly hair. Yeah, no.
我们更了解老师了。
Bad smelly hair will get to me. Yes.
对，好，老师现在就可以。刚刚是一个体验，就是我每次录音的时候都会大概突然来这样一下。
It's okay. I think Daka is taking it easy on me because those are quite easy ones. They're not too harsh. Yeah. They're not too harsh.
姜老师，你的节目是那种
合家观赏？
对对对对对。
Oh, yeah. We can't go into the realm of, you know. Okay.
没错没错。
Right, but anyways, I think you took it easy on me. Thank you. I appreciate that. You took it easy out on me. But now I get it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, now I get it. I get what you go through in every episode now, Susu. Yes.
大家都懂了，我多么不容易啊！
我必须要讲 I have to say in all honesty, for me, there are very rarely things that surprise me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. I'm like okay with pretty much almost everything. But there are weird things that gets to me. But those are not things that you guys would think of.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm a little different. I'm sort of off.The, you know, the I'm sort of an outlier, 你知道吗？就是在那个平均值之外，我就是那个一点，然后在一个很奇怪的地方，对，笑点很低，然后那个生气点很奇怪的那种，对，跟人家都不太一样。So, you know, I don't think I'd be an accurate read on these questions.对，真的我太多东西很 OK 了。不过你们刚刚这样子讲，要真的要让我选，真的是 bad smelly hair 真的比较危险。
哦，真的。
Yeah, it will get to me. I think. It will get to me. 因为我们刚刚讲永久的嘛。
对。Yeah, 不管怎么换，它都不行。
对对对对对，就是。对 ，I think just perpetually， 它就是一直永恒就是这样。我这一辈子就注定一定要这样子的生活。那 ，Yeah, it has to be bad smelly hair.Yeah, I can't live with that. Yes, it's a tough one. Yes, yes. 然后一开始大可问的那个，其实我平常就在那个两个的那个 spectrum， 你知道那个频谱里面跳来跳去，就这样。Sometimes I think I'm an ugly genius, and sometimes on other days I think, you know, I'm just a vase. 我就是一个花瓶，对。
Okay.
对，
真好，两个都可以。
对对对对，
切换自如。
没有，只是说那个我老婆翻白眼的那个程度而已，就大概是这样。就 like yeah, here he goes again， 今天不知道嗑什么药 ，OK 。
就是今天说啊，你今天是花瓶啊。
Yes, 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 yes。有时候我会蹦出来呢，就想吃个白眼这样。Yes，
可是也蛮有趣的啊。
Yeah, that's, you gotta make life, you know, what it is, right? You gotta make the best of it.
Yeah.
你只有自己要自己找乐子嘛，对不对？
对。
Yeah, you start from yourself.
所以其实我觉得大可的情境题也是很有趣，我没有那么痛苦啦，刚刚只是节目效果。
我们待会再算账啊。
对对对对对，就偷偷记小步子这样子。
对，我已经不知道被他记几笔了。
All right, fantastic stuff. So, Susu and Daka, before we end tonight's promotion, the podcast time, why don't you tell us how to find you guys on podcast players and tell us again the name of your podcast?
只要在各大平台上搜寻偷富叔叔，就是 TOFU， 然后叔叔
，yes，
就是 uncle 的那个，就是我现在显示这个名字的叔叔，就可以找到我们。
好，
对，
那我之前有试着搜寻偷富，就跑出来了，然后或者是叔叔也会跑出来，对，
哦，真的吗？叔叔也会吗？
叔叔也会，
真是太开心了。
对，可是有很多叔叔啦，就是有会其他叔叔也会跑出来。对，
其他叔叔，
其他叔叔也会跑出来。对，里面有
你，
偷富叔叔也会跑出来。对对对，可是偷富就是大概只有你们了。对
，OK，
对 ，On all podcast players， right？ Be sure guys to check out 偷富叔叔，来订阅叔叔跟大可的 podcast 哦，偷富叔叔。那你们的简介是怎么样呢？我记得你们的简介有一个很有趣，对不对？ 什么下酒菜、
okay. 啊，对，因为我们其实是会想要让大家觉得有一种我们两个下班之后再喝酒闲聊，然后大家是跟我们一起边喝酒边聊天的感觉、
oh, OK，
所以我就帮我们自己的节目下了一个 slogan， 是你耳朵的下酒菜。
Oh, that's very nice.
对对对
Yes. 所以一个人喝酒的时候就听你们 podcast， 就好像你们在陪着喝酒一样。那就是陪酒叔叔啊。
原来是这样。
对嘛。
老师很厉害。
你们早一点认识我，我就帮你们取名字啊。
叫陪酒叔叔。
感觉，
华灯叔叔呢，对不对？
华灯叔叔，
好一些，好一些。
我是负责送欧西莫莉。
对，所以是大可妈妈这样子。
哦，原来我是妈妈。
哎，对对对对对对，哎、
哦 okay, okay.
欸，是是是，对，所以这个呢，就是闲聊新下手。可是你们录音的时候不会喝酒吧？
会、啊、
还是会
真的会，
对
哦、oh, ，fantastic！
学姐笑的有点大声，
因为我想要建议老师，我们下次喝酒，不是下次喝酒，下次喝酒也可以喝一下，语无伦次。
Since when do we drink, Angel? Seriously, I can't hold my liquor.
Because John cannot take any alcohol.
No, I can't. I'm highly allergic to alcohol. 我那全身就会就是开始发痒，整个就红了。对，应该是这样讲了。我喝可乐比喝酒还嗨，所以我 I'm cheap，
以可乐代酒。
Yeah, I'm cheap.
He's cheap.
I'm cheap. I have a good time just on coke.
那不需要放的。
对对对，我很省啊，我这种就是很省的那种，然后出去都可以约出去，如果我有出去的话，都可以当分母的那种。Yeah, 我喝80块，你们喝800的，
谢谢老师。
对对对
对，
对，真的
，so kind。
对对对对
，Angel， 我们下次约老师一起去，
还有 KP 一起。
对对对、欸、，KP 已经一阵子不行了，
KP,
我看他的状态
，KP 刚刚
应该比我更惨。
问题，他有问你们想要一个左腿断掉的男朋友，还是右腿断掉的男朋友
？Wow, that's so hardcore、oh, wow。
左腿断掉或右腿断掉？
这个问题应该是问叔叔吧，因为我是 KP 的 bro 啊。
OK，
哦、他不管断哪一条腿，你都爱他。
对对对，我们有革命情感。
好的，可以。
对，但是如果是我的男友，他也是不管断哪条腿，我都爱他。
好，我们跳过这一题。
因为现在你知道吗 ？In public, you know 。
我觉得刚刚叔叔讲的很 diplomatic 啦，因为他说如果是他的男友，他都就是不管断哪里都会爱，因为不是 KP 不是他的男友，所以 KP 现在在 blacklist 当中，就是一个很没有用的一个坐轮椅的先生。对，他不敢讲的，我帮他讲。对对 ，KP 想等这个地狱啦，他想等这个地狱梗，他想听实话，对不对？
他在微笑。
因为我们是微笑系 podcast，
对对对对对对，帮耳朵配下酒菜的
，yes，
对，帮耳朵配下酒菜的这样子，非常谢谢今天叔叔跟大可来帮我们推荐他们的 podcast， 豆腐叔叔 ，thank you，
yeah， 谢谢。
谢谢大家，所以要赶快去订阅豆腐叔叔啦。如果呢平时自己有在晚上想喝点小酒啦，或者想 relax chill out 的时候呢，就可以听豆腐叔叔来当配你的下酒菜的菜，对不对？好，当这个小菜一起配。好，那 now Angel， I guess it's back to regular program. So today we gotta get back to the daily shadowing challenge. Well, not exactly the daily, but once a month we do this shadowing challenge. And tonight we've got two articles for you guys. We've got ChatGPT in the house. And we have the World Baseball Classic. 我们今天两个选题呢是 John 老师选的，一个是 ChatGPT 哦，我们要跟上时事，对不对？所以最近大家就上一个礼拜我们有聊一下 ChatGPT and things like that. And of course, this week, what's more important than the World Baseball Classic? Angel, do you know what happened recently with our baseball? Did you see the games? You follow ma?
Yeah, I just know the result. I didn't follow the game.
Oh, you should have seen the games. Oh, I didn't watch the game against Italy. I watched the game against Netherlands.
Oh, Netherlands.
Yes. Yeah. And we played extremely well. Very nice. And I also watched the game against Cuba, but that was kind of harsh. Yes.
That was yesterday?
That was yesterday. I followed and yeah, it was a little hard to swallow, but okay, nonetheless, we did our best. Okay. So tonight we're going to be shadowing these two articles, okay, ChatGPT and the World Baseball Classic. And then we're going to open the floor to our 15 Minutes family to welcome them and take on the challenge with us. Let's see who is up for a challenge tonight. 我们有通勤家族要来挑战的吗？我们今天晚上其实段落非常足够，所以呢，大家可以，应该我们四位通勤家族欢迎上来，可以来跟我们挑战一下。I'm just going to throw a few invites around and see if you guys are available. 我就简单的邀请大家来试看看咯。Give it a go. And we've got Andy and Huai. Okay, well, you guys just go ahead. Very nice. Fantastic stuff. So we got Alex, Huai, and Andy and Leo tonight. Fantastic. Okay. Hello, you guys. So starting off with Alex tonight. How are you doing, Alex?
Hello, John.
Good evening, Alex. How's everything going on your side? Very good. Nice. Are you keeping warm? You said it was freezing today.
Yes.
Okay. So you are dressed warmly right now.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. So Alex, you know the drill. Which article would you like to start? Would you like to start from the World Baseball Classic article, or would you like to start from ChatGPT article?
I want to... World Baseball Classic.
Oh, World Baseball Classic? Okay. So, Alex, this is what we're going to do. You get to read two paragraphs, okay? You get to shadow two paragraphs. We've got enough paragraphs to go around for you guys. So, two each. All right. So, you do paragraph one and paragraph two, and then moving on to Huai thereafter. Huai can go on with paragraph three and four of the same article, and then Andy and Leo can do ChatGPT. You got that, Alex? Fantastic stuff. Okay. So, I'm going to read, okay, as the original, and then you have to try and shadow me, and then I'll give you feedback thereafter. Is that okay, Alex?
Yes, okay.
Great. You ready?
Yes.
Perfect. Here I go. The title.
Okay.
Taiwan defeats the Netherlands 9-5 at the World Baseball Classic. The Dutch team established an early lead, but Taiwan took the score to 1-1, CNA reported. From there, Taiwan fortified its position and never looked back, reaching 5-1 by the bottom of the second inning.
It's my turn?
Yes, it's your turn. The first paragraph.
Taiwan defeats the Netherlands 9-5 at the World Baseball Classic. The Dutch team established an early lead, but Taiwan took the score to 1-1. CNA reported. From there, Taiwan fortified its positions and never looked back, reaching 5-1 by the bottom of the second inning.
Nice. Good job there, Alex. Moving on. My turn. The Netherlands clawed back to 5-2 at the top of the third inning, but soon faced a renewed effort by Team Taiwan, with the inning ending at 7-2 in favor of the hosts. Chen Qishan took the team's lead up to 8-2 in the fourth inning. Your turn, Alex.
The Netherlands curved back to 5-2 at the top of the third inning, but soon faced a runaway effort by Team Taiwan, with the inning ending at 7-2 in favor of the horse. Chen took the 10th lead up to 8-2 in the 4th inning.
Very nice, Alex. Good job. Okay, so Alex, the second paragraph, I want you to reread this part for me, okay? The Netherlands clawed back to 5-2. Clawed back. C-L-A-W, claw. Clawed back.
Clawed back.
就抓回来 claw. 所以是那个鸟的爪子有没有？或动物的爪子。Clawed back, 就用爪子去把它抓回来的意思。Clawed back.
Clawed back.
Yeah. Clawed back. 因为那个 W 不容易发音哦。So you gotta try and pronounce this properly. Clawed back.
Clawed back.
Nice. To 5-2 at the top of the third inning, but soon faced what? Soon faced a renewed effort. A renewed effort by Team Taiwan.
A renewed effort.
Yeah, renewed. So new, something is new. Renew. And renewed.
Renewed.
Nice. So a renewed effort.
A renewed effort.
Yeah. Good. Much better. Okay. So, Alex, what they talk about third inning, fourth inning. What is an inning? What is an inning? 这个 I-N-N-I-N-G, 这个 inning 是什么东西? Yeah.
But 一局两局.
Yeah, it's a set, right? It's a set. So yes. In baseball, it's called a third inning or second inning or third inning or fourth inning. Okay, most people don't know that. 很多人呢就知道就 first game, second game, third game. No, that's not how it is. It's called an inning. All right.So that's why I picked this. 很多人呢，我们常常听 baseball， 可是因为我们可能都不太看 MLB， 所以你不会听那个英文的 commentator。那听英文的评那个球评呢，你就会听到、哦、什么 inning 什么 inning， 自然而然这个讲棒球相关的这个单字呢就会出来了、哦。所以这个地方呢 ，inning 就是我们讲的局数。OK， 然后这不是。Inning 1, inning 2, inning 3, 这不是这样，是 first, second, third inning.
Second.
Yeah. Fourth, fifth, sixth inning, ninth inning. 是这样子的。OK, 第九局,第九,或第二,第三,这样,所以是 first, second, third. OK, Alex, good job.
OK.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us, Alex. Moving on to Huai.
Evening, Mr. John.
Hey, who I haven't seen you for a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Brilliant. All right. So, who are you ready for me?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Perfect. So, we're going to read paragraph 3 and 4 of this article related to World Baseball Classic that we had yesterday. Okay. So, here I go. The score did not change again until the 8th inning.When Jeremy Profar and Vladimir Ballantyne helped the Dutch team reach 8-4. However, before the end of the inning, Taiwan's Ling Li added a point, with the Dutch making a last desperate effort to reach 9-5.
The score didn't change until the 8th inning, when Jeremy Profar and...Vladimir Blatton helped the Dutch team reach 8-4. However, before the end of the inning, Taiwan's Ling Li added a point, with the Dutch making a last desperate effort to reach 9-5.
Very nice. Next paragraph. The Dutch team had come out on top of Pool A by defeating Cuba 4-2 and Panama 3-1.While Taiwan lost to Panama 12-5 before defeating Italy 11-7, holding second place in the pool tied with the Italian team.
The Dutch team had come out on top of Pool A by beating Cuba 4-2 and Panama 3-1, while Taiwan lost to Panama 12-5 before defeating Italy 11-7, holding second place in the pool tied with the Italian team.
Brilliant. Well read. Yes, good effort there, Huai. Right, so Huai, let's go back to the first line of the third paragraph, okay? The score did not change again until the eighth inning. Okay, so first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, right?
Eighth.
Yeah, right. There we go. So this takes a little bit of practice because the TH for the number of innings, right? For the eighth inning or the sixth inning, for the seventh inning, try the TH again. From sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth inning.
Sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, the eighth inning.
Very nice. So you see, it takes a little sort of consciousness. You got to be conscious about it, or else it'll be eighth, right? Eighth inning, sixth inning. It's not the s sound. Yeah, it's more like a snake, like you're blowing air between your tongue, you know, holding your tongue between your teeth. Yeah. So it takes a little bit of practice there. 这个大家其实都会遇到的很常见的问题，因为其实在我们亚洲语言是没有这个声音的。So this is probably the you have to be very conscious about it. 要很自觉的去练习这个。Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. 所以它不是这个 snake 的声音，它是有点气音。对。It takes a little bit of practice. Good.And then,
thank you, Mr. John.
Yeah, it's a little softer than the way I'm pronouncing right now, but I'm just enunciating for you in case you don't hear me properly on the other side. So it's good, Huai, next time, if you have any articles like this about places, you know, coming first place or fourth place or fifth place, it's good practice for reading. It helps. Yeah, just have to try and practice and get used to it.All right. Everything other than that, you read everything else brilliantly.
Thank you, Mr. Zhang.
Yeah. You're welcome, Huai. So what's been happening, Huai? Why haven't we seen you for a while? You've been very busy.
Yeah, I just resigned from my work.
You did?
And as I have to finish my thesis for my graduation.
Ah, I see. Okay. So you're putting all the effort now to try and graduate.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I take it you want to graduate this year, which is in a couple of months' time?
It's July or
July.
June or July.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck, Huai. Yeah. Best of luck to you. Yes.And you're almost there, just the last mile, the last few months to go. Hanging there, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Huai. Take it easy. Good luck. And we will check you soon, okay? And send us the good news when you graduate. We'll be very happy for you. All right. Thank you very much, Huai. Moving on to Andy for tonight. Thank you, Huai. And then...we got Andy tonight. Hello, Andy. Are you there?
Yes, hello, John.
Hi. What's been going on, Andy?
I think not bad.
Okay. Yes. And everything good at work?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So you are going to start, or we're going to actually do the next part on the ChatGPT article.All right.
Okay.
Have you tried ChatGPT yet?
Just one time.
Just one time?
Yeah.
And how did you find ChatGPT?
I begged for him to type some words that I need to send some official documents.
Okay. And then?
It's pretty good. And the words it used are very, very polite and professional.
Okay, but you only want to use it once. Why?
Because it just happened.
Yes.
And how do I say? I need to send a visual document to a very serious institution. So
I see.
At that time, I just know the ChatGPT.
Oh.
And so after that time, there's no another situation that I need to type some.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that. So no chance for you to give it a whirl, give it a try again.
Yes.
Okay. Very nice. So you can try this in this article that I picked. It's a very interesting article because some people are using ChatGPT to write books that they are selling on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw a new in BBC that in America that banned use it in in college.
Yes, that's in college, but on Amazon. They are also looking into sort of how do they regulate these ChatGPT generated books.
Oh.
Yeah, so on Amazon apparently now there are over 200 books that are available, and the authors all openly mentioned that this is a ChatGPT generated book.
Oh.
Yeah, so very, very interesting phenomenon, yeah, we can call it. Maybe it's a trend. I don't know, but we'll see. All right. So hope you get to learn something here tonight, Andy.
Okay.
Very nice. So I'm going to read the title and the first paragraph and then move on as we do. Okay. So here's the title. ChatGPT launches boom in AI written ebooks on Amazon. Using the AI software, which can generate blocks of text from simple prompts, Schickler created a 30-page illustrated children's ebook in a matter of hours. Offering it for sale in January through Amazon.com's Inks, AMZN.O, self-publishing unit.
ChatGPT launches boom in AI-written ebooks on Amazon. Using the AI software, which can generate blocks of text from simple prompts, Schickler created a 30-page illustrated children's ebook in a matter of hours. Offering it for sale in January through Amazon.com, Inc., AMDN.O, self-publishing unit.
Very nice. The next paragraph. In the addition, Sammy the Squirrel, crudely rendered also using AI, learns from his forest friends about saving money after happening upon a gold coin. He crafts an acorn-shaped piggy bank, invests in an acorn trading business, and hopes to one day buy an acorn grinding stone.
In the addition, Sammy the
Squirrel,
crudely rendered also using AI, learns from its forest friends about saving money after happening upon a gold coin.
Mm-hmm.
He creates an acorn-shaped piggy bank, invests in an acorn trading business, and hopes to one day buy an acorn grinding stone.
Very nice. Well read, Andy. Yes, so squirrel, the animal, Andy. Have you seen a squirrel before?
I don't know what is it.
松鼠, a squirrel.
A squirrel.
Yes, a squirrel. And a squirrel in Taiwan, I've seen it here in Taipei. I've seen it at the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall. I've seen it there. Couple of times.
But I think I saw it maybe 1 month ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So think about this. This book, right? that's generated from ChatGPT. And obviously the picture was also generated from AI, from maybe DALL-E or Midjourney. So the story is, this squirrel, Sammy, learns from his forest friends about saving money after happening upon a gold coin. So Sammy the squirrel crafts an acorn-shaped piggy bank. Acorn-shaped piggy bank. So what is the relationship with squirrel and acorn? Mm-hmm. What is an acorn? Yeah.
箱子.
Yeah. It's a little nut-looking. It's a nut. So in all the comic books and cartoons, if you see a squirrel, most of the time they're holding onto a nut, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that nut could most likely be an acorn. Okay. So acorn-shaped piggy bank, an acorn trading business, an acorn grinding stone. Yeah, acorn grinding stone. So grind. Grind means you are going to roughen it up, making it into small pieces. Okay, 要磨把它磨成细粉哦，磨细细的，磨成小块这样子。 所以叫grinding, okay, grinding stone. So here's an acorn. Acorn and squirrels go together. 所以呢，其实我们这样就可以听到说， Midjourney 跟 DALL-E 他可能下的那个指令呢，就是 叫他画一个squirrel 然后吃松子这样。 Yeah. So he finished, well, he created a 30-page children's ebook that's for sale on Amazon. Andy, what do you think? You think you can do that too?
But I think I'm not sure it's a great situation or not.
Forget the situation. Do you think it's a good idea? Would you want to do it? Create a children's book or an adult's book?
Maybe I would like to do another thing that helps my life.
Okay. Maybe not write and or write and sell an ebook on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But here's an interesting story for you. Yeah. Yes. Using AI to create books, ebooks for sale on Amazon. Okay. So Andy, remember, go check out Acorns and Squirrels.
Okay.
Yeah, go check out Acorns and Squirrels. Actually, there are many cartoons about squirrels and acorns.
Yeah, yes, squirrel, yes.
Yeah, we grew up with a lot of these cartoons.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Andy, thank you for joining us. And then we move on to Leo, who's going to finish the shadowing challenge for us tonight.
Hello.
Good evening, good Leo. Evening. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, nice.
Nice. Okay. So, Leo, you are down to just one paragraph. But I think since we're on ChatGPT, you are welcome to do all three. How's that? You are the wild card tonight. So you get bonus. What do you say? Yeah, you can read the whole article. You know, you can read the whole ChatGPT article. Okay. So I've already read the first two paragraphs. I'm going to read it again for you. Okay. But this time, let's take it a little longer. So I'm going to read all three paragraphs. I'm not going to stop between paragraphs now. Okay. I'm going to read all three. And then you go on ahead and read all three. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
Cool. So ChatGPT launches boom in AI written ebooks on Amazon. Using the AI software, which can generate blocks of text from simple prompts, Schickler created a 30-page illustrated children's ebook in a matter of hours, offering it for sale in January through Amazon.com Inc.'s AMZN.O self-publishing unit. In the addition, Sammy the Squirrel, crudely rendered also using AI, learns from his forest friends about saving money after happening upon a gold coin. He crafts an acorn-shaped piggy bank, invests in an acorn trading business, and hopes to one day buy an acorn grinding stone. The Wise Little Squirrel, A Tale of Saving and Investing, available in the Amazon Kindle store for $2.99 or $9.99 for a printed version, has netted Schickler less than $100, he said. While that may not sound like much, it is enough to inspire him to compose other books using the software.
Okay, it's my turn, right?
Yeah, you go ahead, Leo.
Okay, ChatGPT launched Moon, an AI writing ebook on Amazon. Using the AI software, which can generate a block of text from simple prompt, Schickler create a 30-page illustrated children's ebook in a matter of hours, offering it for sale in January through Amazon.com Inc.'s ANZN.O self-published unit.
Good.
In addition, Sammy and the Squirrel render also using AI learns from his forest friends about saving money after happening upon a gold coin. He crafts an acorn-shaped piggy bank, invests in an acorn trade business, and hopes to one day buy an acorn grinding stone. The Wise Little Square, A Tale of Saving in Investing, available in Amazon Kindle store for $2.99 or $9.99 for a printed version, has net Schickler less than $100, he said. While that might not sound like much, it's enough to inspire him to compose other books using the software.
Fantastic. Well read there, Leo. Nice. Okay, so Leo, first line in the first paragraph, using the AI software which can generate blocks of text from what?
Simple prompt.
Simple prompts. Simple prompts. Yeah. So this is a technical term for the instructions you give ChatGPT. These are prompts. Yeah. So the commands you give ChatGPT, those are prompts.
Prompts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But of course, we all know now in Taiwan, people call it 这个永唱 or something. They use a fancy, they use a fancy word.
But, like a
yeah, but it's more like an instruction like or command.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they use the term prompts now.
Prompts.
Yeah, okay. Prompts. Yes.
Okay.
And Sammy the Squirrel, if you move on to the next paragraph, Sammy the Squirrel. So a lot of times children's books, they name main characters be, you know, using like these rhymes. So Sammy the Squirrel. Right?
Sammy the Squirrel.
Yeah, the S and the S. You see they rhyming using the S, Sammy the Squirrel. So Evelyn the Elephant. You get
Elephant
my
elephant.
Yeah. Evelyn the Elephant or Eve the Elephant. They use that E. So in children's books it's very, very common. So kids can learn the similarity in the sound of these animal words and also names.
Okay.
Yeah. So Money the Monkey. Yeah.
Money the Monkey. Right.
Yeah. Trying to be cute that way. So next time you can go to a bookstore and when you go through children's books, you will see a lot of words rhyme. They will have the same sounds. So children read them easier. Okay. So Sammy the Squirrel. Yes. And acorn-shaped piggy bank. So acorn is something we don't see. We don't get much in Taiwan. So, you know, it's something that we're not very used to. So sometimes a word like acorn, you got to sort of try and memorize it. Unfortunately, it's not something we see every day. Not so easy. Okay. And the next paragraph, available in the Amazon Kindle store. Do you know what a Kindle is?
Actually, no.
No. Okay. Amazon Kindle is their ebook. Is their ebook, that device. So you buy, in Taiwan, we buy Kobo, we buy, Mofu, few brands, and we can buy Rakuten e-reader. And in the West, in US, they buy Amazon Kindle.
Okay. Because I think this kind of device is not very popular in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, technically, you know, you might be wrong. It's actually quite popular, but, you know, not for reading. Not for reading books. More for reading comic books. People buy e-books, yeah. So they download the PDF, right, of comic books, and they store it on their e-book. That's how they read comics.
Yes.
Yeah, I know a group of people who do that. So maybe not for your book reading, but for comic book reading. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So the term, the next line for $2.99 or $9.99. This you can read dollars. You can read money like $2.99 or $2.99. Okay.
Can I read it for the like the $2.99?
Unfortunately, if you include the word point, anything beyond the point, if you say 2 point, it has to be 2.99, not 99.
Oh.
Anything beyond the point has to be read in single digits.
Okay, got it.
Yes. So this is now the funny part, right? $2.99, the reason why it makes sense, it's because when people talk about how much something is, and that thing could be something cheap. So $2.99 is easy read. Okay. Oh. It doesn't mean $299. So we know an ebook cannot be $299. So that's why $2.99 would make sense in a verbal way. Okay.
Oh.
And $9.99 is often used as well, because if you watch home TV shopping in US, QVC is their biggest home TV shopping network. You know, when a small item, any household items is $9.99, only for $9.99. That's how, you know, because it's easier to sell to your customers. It sounds easy. Okay. But if you really want to read it in dollar terms, then you got to say $2.99 or $9.99. Mm-hmm. Then the dollars is a little too much, right? Yeah. Yep. Or it would be $9.99. You have to read it in full. So it's too long. So most of the money under $10, it's $2.99, $2.50 or $3.50, like that.
Oh. Only under $10, right?
Mostly under $10. Most people won't do, you know, like, $25.99 also work. But again, you know, that's only because it sounds better when there's 99.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it seems like that will make someone's misunderstanding.
Ah, yes. And you are correct, Leo, because people often misunderstand because they're not sure of the context of the conversation. So, for example, if we go to a grocery store and you see an apple, if I say $2.99, you will not think it's $299, correct? But if
maybe from Japan.
That's way too expensive. So way too expensive. But a TV, for example, or maybe a computer screen or something, some electronics, $2.99 could be $299.
Yeah.
And not $2.99. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's where especially when you speak to Americans, you have to, especially with money, you have to also be aware of the context. Where are you? Yes. Okay. Where are you? Are, okay. If you're in the grocery store, are you buying bubble gum? Are you buying something expensive? Are you in LV, Gucci, Prada? Then that's, you know, $2.99 is $299, not $2.99.
Okay.
So you have to know the context. That's quite important there.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Cool, Leo. Thank you for joining us tonight and great read. That was a lot. Yeah, and Leo, again, your reading speed is slightly more faster than others, so you can have yourself slow it down a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. but nonetheless, a good read. It's, you know, it's still easy to understand you, but in certain situations, if today we are talking about something that you're very good at, your specialty that most people don't understand, then, you know, communication-wise, people could misunderstand you.
Okay.
Yeah, you can slow it just a little bit, not too much.
Because sometimes when I'm a little bit nervous, yes, I will read very fast.
100%. That's very, very normal. It happens to me too.
Yes.
Yeah. So when we get nervous, when we get really focused, right, when you get very conscious, you want to speak a lot faster. You know, you want to make sure that everything you want to say gets said. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the same with me. So you're not alone there. But you got to tell yourself, I got to slow it down a little bit. Yeah, to improve the level of communication.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much for joining us, Leo. And that's it, you guys. Big thanks to Alex, Huai, Andy, and Leo for taking on the shadowing challenge with us tonight. So tonight's shadowing challenge revolves around the two topics. One, ChatGPT, and also the World Baseball Classic game from Taiwan in Taiwan against Netherlands. Right. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's topic. And before we leave, please be sure to check out Tofu Susu's channel podcast. Go and subscribe and take a listen. If you guys need some company while you're drinking, 想要喝酒呢，配下酒菜的呢，就是 Tofu Susu， 这个是你的节目首选啦。所以我们现在呢，谢谢今天晚上的参与者 Alex、Huai、Leo 跟我们刚刚
Andy，
还有 Andy， 刚刚他已经先下了哈。对，谢谢 Andy。那这样子呢，通勤家族们，我们今天晚上的跟读就到这里。那今天晚上呢，刚刚姜老师有分享了一些大家可能会遇到的比较常见的一些错误的地方呢，大家回去记得再多练习哦。然后这几个的 article 呢，其实在姜老师呢会把今天的这个集数呢再稍微做简介。那周六的时候呢，大家就可以拿姜老师阅读的那几段呢拿来做练习了哈。OK， 所以呢，希望大家喜欢今天晚上的时事的 article， 希望大家在家里面呢，其实也可以做一些像跟读挑战这样子简单的练习哦。其实不管是就是像这么平易近人的主题，像 ChatGPT 或者是 World Baseball Classic， 其实都会发现，哎呀，怎么有这么多奇奇怪怪的单字哦？其实都是跟这些主题有关，可是平常都没有注意的呢，就是在这种场合之中去学到。那下礼拜呢，我们一样周一晚上9点在这边继续跟大家进行 15 Minutes Live Podcast。所以下个礼拜我们再见咯，谢谢大家，谢谢大家。
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.